Okay, let's go to Colorado now, where Jared Polis was sworn in today as the state's 43rd governor, a five-term Democratic congressman who is openly gay and who began his career as a successful self-made businessman almost immediately. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus explains how this former entrepreneur won Colorado's top elected position.
Our story starts in the early 1990s. Jared Polis is living in the dorms at Princeton University. Now, before many people even knew what the internet was, he says he and some buddies decided to get together and start an internet access company.
With like 10 modems and a server, and people could dial in, you know, the old and they would be able to access the internet.
For the kids out there, that's the sound of a dial-up modem. Polis eventually sold the company for more than $20 million. He graduated with a political science degree. And then he helped take his family's sleepy greeting card company and put it online. E-greeting cards became all the rage, and Polis says BlueMountain.com took off.
It actually grew to become the sixth most popular site on the internet during the holiday months in 1999.
His family sold the company at the height of the dot-com bubble for $800 million. That gave Polis the freedom and the money to pursue politics. He didn't waste any time. When Polis was just 25, he jumped into the usually low-profile race for State Board of Education. His Republican opponent, Ben Alexander, says he couldn't believe the rumors at the time that Polis had vowed to spend more than $1 million on the race.
Yeah, I jokingly said I ought to write him a letter and just give me a check for $500,000 and we'll save you $500,000 and I'll step out.
All that money helped Polis win. And actually, he's won every race in his political career. The loser, Ben Alexander, though, realized something, that Polis and his allies don't just want a school board seat. They want to remake politics in Colorado.
And in many respects, they have been successful.
And a few years later, in 2004, Polis helped shock the political establishment.
From NBC News, Decision 2004.
It was a great night for Republicans. George W. Bush won re-election, Republicans swept state houses across the country. But in Colorado, Democrats had managed to take control of both the Colorado State House and Senate for the first time in a generation. This was at a time, too, when Republicans had a commanding voter registration advantage here. Rob Whitwer, a former Republican lawmaker, wrote a book about it called The Blueprint.
To say that Colorado Republicans were stunned the morning after Election Day is a gross understatement.
Polis was a member of the so-called Gang of Four, a group of wealthy liberal activists that employed money and tactics never seen before in Colorado.
Well, there's no question that Jared Polis, with his tech background and as a funder of this coordinated effort, really saw the synergies between financial resources and the application of data.
Now it's common for campaigns to spend big to collect reams of data on voters to target turnout efforts. And through the years, Polis has continued to use his vast personal wealth to support a wide range of issues and candidates. We analyzed two decades of campaign finance records, and Polis has donated to more than 400 different political groups in Colorado, supporting things like ethics reform and politicians, both big and small. In 2008, Polis, the candidate, jumped from the State Board of Education to Congress, spending millions of his own money on the race.
In these times, we need leaders who understand how to create jobs. Jared Polis does.
Polis has held the second congressional seat, stretching from Fort Collins to Vail to Boulder, for the last 10 years. He's the first openly gay man elected governor in the nation. He's married with two kids, and in Congress, he was a champion of gay family rights. He was also an early supporter of Obamacare.
One of the great benefits of the Obama health care plan is that we will allow people to pursue their potential, to create jobs.
But there's no one issue that defined Polis in Congress. He defies easy categorization. On most things, he's a liberal Democrat. But he has this libertarian bent. He once advocated privatizing the Postal Service. And Tom Cronin, a professor emeritus of political science at Colorado College, says Polis established himself as a tech and education expert.
He has a reputation, having been a collaborator on a lot of legislation, very active on education committees, and his staff liked him a lot. I know former students who have worked for him. They liked him a lot.
Now, as governor, being likable will only get Polis so far. He faces daunting challenges from education to transportation to health care. He spent $24 million of his own money to win this chief executive seat, and he'll have more control than he's ever had to shape the state of Colorado. For Here and Now, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.